Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Messages about your next business evolution. Man, you've been patient, my friend. I saw you like almost like you learned how to float. You know, when you're like treading water and you're like, oh my God. And they tell you like, just float, like get on your back. You've been floating. Like somehow you were drowning or treading and just almost like at the brink of burnt out. And you decided like, you know what? I'm going to let go. I don't know what's happening. And it seems like you have found your way floating, but in a weird way, like also did not know where your business was going to go or what was going to happen. But at the same time, you're like, whatever, I guess we're here. So they first wanted to just like applaud you for that. Like that's a big deal that you were able to do that. And you might be like, no, Nikki, I don't deserve the applauding. I've still been trying to control. But no, honestly, like somehow, maybe it was like the eclipse energy, but you kind of, in a weird way, like you've been doing your thing, but at the same time have like let things be. And that is because maybe you didn't notice that your business and the way you understood the business is kind of slowly dying and rebirthing itself. And, you know, not dying like what you have now is not going to exist anymore, but there is, maybe dying is not even the right word. It's almost like when the kid is like coming out of puberty and like finally like getting into like a little bit more of like their adult body, you know, type of thing, that has been happening. But it seems like that death process has been so long that you finally just like decided to float. Like it's been a while. And I'm excited to tell you that there's this next evolution that's trying to come forward for the business. And that is probably why things have been like really weird and confusing. And I trust that if I have messages today is because that evolution is close. So I think this is a great episode, not just only to look at your business, but I think it's also a great one for anybody in career. So if you have friends that are kind of like not happy with their career or thinking that like something needs to change, this is really about like shifting from one way of doing money, basically like making money and moving into the next thing. So overall, to me, this big evolution that the business is like trying to grow into is really about where effort and well-being find balance. It's this place where almost like I've been efforting too much for too long and I have burnt myself out or my well-being has gotten lost. And then I just like don't want to do anything. But now it's like they're going to find a happy medium. Like they have been almost like negotiating in a weird way and like both trying to take up space. And we're going to see you start to get that right more and more. And it's going to take some decisions and like maybe things that you're like not necessarily comfortable with. But that's what this evolution is about. And I think that with that evolution, there's just more space to grow. Like it's almost like planting plants that have a little bit more space in between each other. They're like not crammed in. It's kind of like my husband when he decided to get chickens again. Did you guys follow me when I was in the middle of like chicken murders? Did you hear that? So we have a bunch of chickens and every night they were like being murdered by some animal that Benny like could not find. And they're in a big barn and that barn has like way too many holes. It is over 100 years old. So, you know, that animal that was killing them could have came from anywhere. But yeah, it was like it was total like horror scene like on Instagram. Anyways, so we decide to get chickens again. Like we're sad about it for a while. We go without chickens for like many, many months. And then finally Benny's like, no, we like need our chickens. We love our eggs and like we love having the chickens. So he goes back and he decides to get less of them this time. Like he had a lot more and just like kind of give them a little bit more space, you know? And what's funny is that, and he's really like toned it down. Like before it was like this very like strategic thing where like he had to bring them out and bring them in and like he's just like letting them do their thing and they actually like to stay like in a smaller place, which is funny. We tried to give them like more space and more sun and like they actually feel more safe like in this like little corner. And he's kind of like simplified it in a sense. He's probably like listening to this episode and being like, Nikki, I have not simplified it. It's just that you have nothing to do with the chickens and you think it's simple how the eggs actually get to you. But anyways, the it's like, and they produce really well now. That was what I was trying to get to. The amount of eggs that we get, it's like a lot more eggs. And they're just like producing because they're like happier. There's like more space for them, if that makes sense. So overall, it just feels like we're kind of like toning back some stuff, taking out like what's not needed, and then allowing like what really wants to grow. So I'm really excited for you. I'm really happy to deliver this. There is a balance that's coming forward. And yeah, we got five messages. So let's get into it. Message number one, it seems like the evolution of this has a lot to do with you going away from custom kind of clients or custom offerings. So it feels like almost like you were doing a little bit of everything. So it makes me think about maybe my father, who is a pediatrician, who does like all sorts of pediatrician things. Like we do, you know, vaccines, we do, you know, physical forms, we do coughs, like all sorts of stuff. But maybe my dad was like, you know what, I'm just going to narrow it down. And we're only going to do, I don't think you can like have a business on this, but like sports physicals, like that's all we're going to do in our business. And like, we're just going to stick to one thing because it makes everything go easier. So there's like less of an emphasis on like custom and kind of trying to be something for everybody. And instead really being like more style focused. So it felt to me like your style or your way of being or like your unique take on this thing is actually what this thing kind of narrows down to. I remember for my wedding, I hired this florist who I loved her style. I loved her aesthetic. And I hired her because I loved her aesthetic. So when it came down to putting the flowers on the table and decorating this place, she kept asking me like, well, what do you want? I'm like, honestly, I love your aesthetic. I love what you do. So just do you. And in a way, her business was focused on her style, like on her artistry. So she was attracting people that were into her style. So she didn't really have to change her weddings. Like she just kept doing what she was doing. Does that make sense? So it feels like this is much more about like your aesthetic, your style, your twist on this, like the stuff that you like, the way in which you make the thing, it attracts the person that likes that aesthetic, that likes that style. For example, I mean, I do readings and I have a style, you know, I have a way of like giving it off and saying what I'm saying. And I attract people that like my style. Maybe it's like, it's a little funny. Maybe it's a little straightforward, like whatever that style is. But I'm not really like selling, oh, I will do readings for anybody on all things. Like you kind of have to like know my style, and I'm putting out things that show you my style. Like that content that I put out like shows you what you can expect. And that's like where people are coming from. And then I'm like kind of really focusing on the way I do things rather than like being something for everybody. Does that make sense? So for me, it looked like less custom and more, these are the few things that I really like. And like, this is my style. This is my point of view. And come to me for that, not come for me because you want a reading. Come to me because you like my style of reading. Message number two, this evolution, a lot of it is coming from realizing that there is more to life than just business or work or making money. So that is what this evolution was initially inspired by, whether we like it or not, because I know sometimes I love my work, so it's easy for me to like get obsessed with it. And I think there was a long time there in the beginning that like I needed to identify as like being successful and all those kind of things. So everything was built from that for a long time. And obviously it gave me a lot, but somehow along the last few years, like this has been like a new concept that perhaps I can do more things that are like outside of my business or outside of my work. And maybe that's what life is about. So this could be as simple as like, I became a new mom and I realized that like, I want to spend time with my mom, with my kids, or I'm realizing that I would love some downtime. And so that inspiration, I don't know when that inspiration came your way, and maybe it came from the opposite way. It could have come from like a burnout or something, but it seems like what we're seeing bloom in the business, in that evolution that's coming into the business and like what it's evolving into, is coming from realizing that, like that there is more to life than just work. So with that in mind, it seems like you end up making some choices that are good for your lifestyle and good for the business. And it's okay to do that. So it makes me feel like sometimes like you might see like a choice that maybe artistically you wouldn't have made it a while ago, but now you're like, you know what? Like this just like makes my life easier and I'm just going to do it this way. Like I know that like me 5 years ago, maybe would not have made that choice, but it's okay for me to make choices that work around the lifestyle that I want. One of the earliest choices I made that was very much around my lifestyle was I was performing readings, but I wouldn't perform them on Zoom and I wouldn't perform them in person. I'd only do readings over the phone and just audio, which till this day, it's still like that. And that was a lifestyle choice because I was a young mom when I started and I couldn't always be available to look good and put together and at all times. Sometimes I was doing readings from my car while my kids were in soccer practice, let's say. And I remember being like scared of that choice and being like, oh my gosh, like how am I going to grow a business if I'm doing it like this? But I was like, well, this is the only way that works for me. And this is the kind of lifestyle I want to have. Like I don't want to not take my kids to soccer. I want to be, and I'd be in an office or whatever and, you know, be gone all day. Like I want to have a little bit of both. So that was like a lifestyle choice that I made early on in the business. And it looks like we're going to start to see some of those lifestyle choices more and more. And you just need to know that it's okay to make lifestyle choices. The people that want to work with you, like they will meet you at where you're at, you know, like, and if they don't want to meet you at that lifestyle change, like if they really want to see you on Zoom, then like they are not your person. So it's okay to do that. It's okay to make these like business choices that support your lifestyle. That might look like even like an investor or like bringing money in or bringing a partner in. It's like a business choice. I have goosebumps. Somebody's bringing in a partner. Like it's a business choice that you're making that is supporting your lifestyle and it's okay to do that. Like it's okay to not be Cinderella anymore. It's okay to get like a little less, but get like so much more energy and so much more vision. So it's okay to bring in that partner. It's okay to bring in something that just makes your life a little bit easier in your business. Message number three, I see affordable prices. It kind of makes me feel like Louis Vuitton does a collab with Target. You know, I know Louis Vuitton wouldn't do that, but there are a lot of brands, right, that will do a collaboration with Target and bring in like their high-end fashion and make it low-end for Target and it works. This seems like, I feel like you might see it as a trend in the market, but it also seems like you decide that it's okay to like lower prices on some things, but also offer less. So for example, let's say, sure, I do a 1 hour full reading, but there was a time where I used to do like text message readings and they were significantly less, right? So what means is like, I'm not delivering, I'm only maybe answering one question. I'm not answering all the questions in a 1 hour reading that sometimes might even go to an hour and a half. So it's okay to like lower the price because you're going to deliver a lot less. And to kind of just like play that out. And it, you know, as an artist, sometimes like it's hard to deliver less because you're like, oh, I want to do all the things. But it really feels like you'll be surprised that even though you can't put everything into this project or everything into this offer because you're getting paid a lot less and you can only give, you know, now 20% versus the 120 that you used to give, it really just seems like you learn to be okay with that. Like it's okay to give less and it really looks like it makes space for even where the market is going. It almost looks like more people want to experience the thing that you have. They just don't have the amount of money for like the bigger stuff. So it's okay to introduce it at like a lower level and finding like what that scale is or finding like how you can give less and charge less for that thing. So this just feels like something that's coming forward. I get a little bit of like you almost like feel uncomfortable about this a little bit, but in the long run, you're going to really be happy that you made this choice. And you know what's funny? That this is actually going to be the solution for some of you who thought you were going to quit. Like for some of you who thought you were going to like close down the business and get out and like being exhausted, a lot of that is coming from the over efforting or like giving a lot. And I get it. Like I can see how much you can give and how much you can support, but they want just like 10%, you know, or like 20%. Like not everybody can handle your 100%, you know? So it almost looks like if you allow yourself to really like drastically almost like dilute what you usually give, it's actually going to save you from burnout, or it's going to recover you from burnout is what it looks like. And some of you who thought you were going to quit, it's going to come from this. This could even be like a scaling back of like employees. Maybe you had a bunch of employees. Maybe you were, I have this friend that is like a really popular therapist in Miami. And, you know, she was hitting that place and it was a lot. And then I looked at her and I was like, you know, you don't like this whole office and all these employees you have, like you don't have to do it that way. And she had never thought about that. I was like, yeah, you could like work from home. You can do Zoom like sessions. Like you can be just you and an assistant. Like just bigger doesn't always mean better. You know, we're not in Texas here. And it changed, you know, and she made those changes and it changed her life. So it might be something like that too. But it's almost like, let's say, you know, when I say affordable, it might be like, you might look at your overhead and be like, I don't want that much overhead and I'm going to take it down. So there is this like saves you. It almost feels like doing this saves you. So it could be like either taking some stuff and really lowering the prices or changing your overhead. But this like saves you from wanting to quit, basically. Message number four, this evolution is actually also about a promotion. You're promoting yourself. I really see you promoting yourself into leadership. So it's like you give yourself that corner, you know, the corner suite finally, like you were an assistant and then you were a coordinator and then like, you know, you're moving on up into this new position, which is so exciting. But I feel like it's less of, you know, a salary increase or whatever, but more of a way of being, like you decide to lead. I remember like it was yesterday, the day that I was like, oh, I have to be a leader. Like I need to lead my clients, lead the people that work for me, lead my family. Like it was such a big shift for me. And it's just, it's how you show up. Like that's really what it was. So I see this happening. You know, it's funny. The other day, Sophie, who does my content, was here with me and I was sitting in, you know, my chair or like sitting in like being the talent and she starts directing me. She's like, I don't want you to do it like that. I want you to do it like this. And I was like, ooh, I've been working with her for a while. I'm like, ooh, I haven't seen that. And of course I want that. I want her to direct me. And I'm like, oh, she's realizing that she is the leader in this role, in this position. Like I'm not hiring her to do things that I want her to do. Like, I don't even know like what I want in content and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm like, she's the leader in this. Like, that's why I bring her in. So it's like you figure that out. Like people have always wanted you to lead. You've always been the leader, but all of a sudden like you promote yourself to that. So that might mean like maybe you like start dressing differently. That's probably much tighter boundaries, realizing that people come to you for your decision making, for like what you know, for the way that you, for your experience, you know, even like what you've done in the past. Like that's why people are coming to you. So to not think that you're like servicing people, but instead like that you are a leader. So it's a promotion. It's really beautiful. I hope you do get a raise. I hope your boss gives you a raise. I'm going to see if my boss will give me a raise too, but yeah, it's a promotion. And lastly, I was really wondering why this evolution was coming, like what happens after the evolution. And to me, the evolution, I really see it as like a rose that like goes into full bloom. Like it finally like blooms. Like that's really, it's like we're no longer a bud. We're actually a full rose. That's what this feels like. Or maybe we're like not the we're not the cocoon anymore. We're the butterfly. So that's like the evolution you're moving into, which is so exciting. And the reason for this happening is because you're creating space. It's like you're making space for the next thing. Cause funny enough, like this is not it. Like you kind of figure out like, okay, like this business, like it works well, like this is how it's working. And then you make space for something creative. It really feels like you're like side hustling a creative venture, or you are getting ready for like the next thing. It's like you can see the future. Like you can see what's coming. So you make a little bit more space to be creative. So and it makes me feel there's a lot of patience about this side hustle, that you kind of like get this current business or this current way of making money or this career like in line, so that you can then start to really pour in to some creative space that grows into something later on. It's almost feels like you're you're like driving the ship and you know you can't make a super fast right turn, you know, like that would be very dangerous. So you're patiently like turning the ship to go in a different direction. And it seems like you've always wanted to do this. Like you've kind of been wanting to turn your career or how you make money into another direction. And it just doesn't happen like that quickly. So you're learning to like slowly move it to the other side. And that looks like where you're moving it to. And this like space you give yourself really is very sustainable. Like what, I don't even have the words for it because I don't think it's for me to tell you, but it's like where you end up directing the ship, even though it might take time because like you have to have like a lot of patience because it looks like it is something new. It's like you're preparing for the future. It looks like it is much more sustainable than what you are currently doing. So we may see you, you know, make some like business decisions, right? In the business to be like, okay, these are the things that we do. They're profitable. This is how we're going to do it. And yeah, I love it, but I might not be like, oh my gosh, super passionate about it. The truth is like my true passion is in like this creative thing, but it takes time to get there. I'm not going to be able to get there tomorrow, but I am going to make space for me to be creative because your creativity and like, and not even your current creativity. What's funny is that your exploration of your creativity, your exploration of yourself to see like what else is within you is the best investment because it almost looks like that is what the business is about. Like 2 years from now, like your work is about that versus like what it presently is about. But presently, like you're just like stabilizing and making some like good decisions for yourself so that there is no burnout. And then you're making space for the next thing. I have goosebumps. And that next thing is so much more sustainable than what you are currently doing. So for example, like, let's say like my dad, he's a doctor and we were talking about my dad's fake business, right? No, he's a pediatrician. So let's say like you're in your current career and you're like, okay, let me just like get it to a place where like I stabilize it. Like I'm not overgiving, I'm not burning myself out. Like I've made these decisions to like stabilize it, right? That like, okay, it's enough. Like it's giving me enough. I'm doing the bare minimum, but like still getting like what I need out of it. But that also gives me an hour or two or three a week to work on like this next project that feels very true to me. And it almost feels like a little bit of a pipe dream. But the thing is that you start to actually get good at it. Like it's like anything. Like if I put 3 hours into something every week for the next 2 years, like nonstop, I'm going to improve. Like it's just impossible not to improve. And it just looks like when you improve, it actually like works. It actually clicks and happens. And it's a big shift. Like you may even, I don't know, you might even sell like your present company for what it is that you're setting yourself up for. Some of you, I feel we might see a complete break. Like, although I talked about this evolution, your evolution may stop at the death of the current business and like moving on to this space. If you can do that, some of you will make like a very solid, like I'm done here and I've moved on to the next thing. But for most of you, I feel like it's a blend, you know, like you're kind of like blending in. And it's creative and it's very built on something that feels like not everybody gets to enjoy such a creative life, but that's where you're heading. And that's why this evolution is coming your way. All right, friends. So those are your messages about the evolution of your business. Lots of different predictions in there. I hope that you enjoyed it, that it feels expansive and that it supports your journey. I can't wait to hear about all the evolution that's coming into your business. Keep me posted. Sending you love, and I'll see you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.